Hi, I'm looking for Roy. I got your phone number out of my windshield. I don't know why I received that. I have a note that you hit my car because I didn't see anything on my car. Please give me a call back at 773 to let me know what do you mean by hitting my car because I didn't see any obvious signs on it. Thank you. Hello.
Hello, this is Roy. I left a note on your car. And, yeah, I accidentally dinged your car.
But where? Because I didn't see any dent.
Oh, it's on the inside. Like, kind of where the glove box is.
How did you get inside my car?
I broke in. I was trying to, I was trying to see if there was any change in your car. Any loose change or cigarettes or anything that I could steal. And,
hold on.
When I was crawling around in your car.
You tried to break into my car and they left me a note?
Yeah, because it was an accident, and there's like a little, there's a scuff mark and a dent where my schlong hit, right next to the glove box.
Dude, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not in my car right now. I'll check it out once I get home, but to me, it sounds so weird that somebody that tried to break into my car left me a note about this. I mean, to me, it doesn't make no sense.
Okay, so you don't want my insurance information then? We're cool with everything?
Well, I didn't even see anything, but most likely I think we're cool. And my advice, don't try to break in anybody's cars.
Oh, don't tell me how to do my job.
That's not cool.
Hey, don't tell me how to do my job. I know how to break into cars. You didn't even notice I broke in.
No, of course I did not. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Is that your job?
Yes, I didn't break your window or anything. I know how to get into a car without you noticing. You know, I'm...
Oh, okay.
There's no problem with that. I just
don't try my cars anymore because I don't have change, nothing in my pocket, nothing into my car.
Okay, well, I was just looking for loose change or maybe, like an iPhone or anything that might be of value inside the car, but you didn't have anything because I guess you're poor?
I am. I'm working for every single penny, so.
Okay, all right. Yeah, there's nothing really of value in your car, but I accidentally dinged the underside of the dashboard. With my schlong.
All right. Okay, well, that's the first time that happened this to me, and trust me, I mean, it's weird.
Yeah, I was just trying to be a good neighbor by leaving a note.
All right, that's good enough.
But you don't have to tell me how to do my job, because I know how to, I do what I want.
I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job, because I have no idea how to do it.
Okay, so, well, before you said that, you said my advice would be not to break into cars anymore. So you were trying to tell me what to do.
Well, you do whatever you want anyway. Isn't it right?
Yeah. So don't tell me what to do.
Okay, I'm not.
God. I don't know what your problem is.
All right, man. So no, I don't have no problem. I mean, I really have to go now. We'll talk later, okay?
Okay. Hey, also, I emptied your tires out of air. I let all the air out of your tires.
Okay, that's really good. I really needed that.
Oh, no. I filled them back up, but I filled them with Pepsi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I completely...
Very good. That's very nice of you.
So, like, when you drive, you're going to hear, like, a sloshing sound.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least you can do it to my other cars.
Crystal Pepsi is what's in there.
Okay. That's perfect, man. I didn't even know where to get some Pepsi for my tires, but, I mean, I do appreciate it that you did it for me.
Oh, you're welcome. Anything. I thought it's the least I could do after dinging your car.
Okay, well, I appreciate that you dinged my car, and I appreciate that you filled my tires with Pepsi.
You're welcome. Anything. Anything for a neighbor, because I'm your neighbor. I live right by you.
Very good, man. That's very good.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
All right, you do the same.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.